Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Glory Radio, simply glorious. In spreading the gospel to the world, we have designed a streaming radio broadcast for every believer. This word, worship, and witness-filled broadcast streams live every week. Access episodes on demand 24 hours a day. Subscribe to our iTunes podcast and take UDR wherever you go. Visit us online at urbangloryCampaigns.webs.com. Also find us at twitter.com/urban_glory and like us on Facebook. Enjoy today's broadcast.
This is Bobby Thomas, leading executive of the Urban Glory Commissioners League. We are the financial support of the work of this great ministry and organization. I've been a supporter of this ministry in time, talent, and treasure, and I ask you to consider doing the same. Whatever the amount, give from your heart, and know that the leadership of Urban Glory Campaign appreciate your gifts, and the Lord Himself will bless you beyond measure. Visit www.paypal.me/urbangloryCampaigns and give today.
Thank you for listening. This is Selena Olivia, one of the leaders here at Urban Glory Campaigns, coming to you again to say thank you for listening and to connect with us. Connect with us online. We are on just about every social media platform. Find us on Facebook by searching Urban Glory Campaigns, on Twitter at @urban_glory, and on Instagram, our music association, UGMA, Urban Glory Music Association, as well as Facebook for the music association.
Epic Night is coming, February 2017, a night of celebration, glory, and excellence, catered with delicious food, glorious music, entertainment provided by Urban Glory's own Music and Arts Association, and inspirational words in recognition of our founder, Reverend LaVon Breland, and various members of the support team of Urban Glory Campaigns. For more information, call 202-630-4UGC. That's 202-630-4842. Or visit www.urbangloryCampaigns.webs.com.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply glorious.
God takes pleasure in my prayer.
My Praise is by Danton Whitley and Mosaic Sound. Purchasing music and book Danton Whitley and Mosaic Sound and the other singers and artists of Mosaic Sound Entertainment at DantonWhitleyMusic.com. That's DantonWhitleyMusic.com. Well, hello there, Urban Glory Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, one of the leaders here at Urban Glory Campaigns, coming to you again with some amazing content for our broadcast. Tonight, we have in the studio some wonderful guests. We have Belinda Johnson and Tiffany K. Edmonds. Hello, Belinda and Tiffany.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, tonight we are in Topic Tuesday or Teaching Tuesday, and tonight is Topic Tuesday. And we are talking about a book that Belinda received the vision to write along with collaborating with other authors. But before we talk about this book, tell me and tell our audience, who is Belinda Johnson?
Well, first, Selena, let me first thank you for the opportunity to be on the platform, a positive, inspirational platform at that. So I really appreciate the opportunity to share my voice along with the other contributing authors, Tiffany K. Edmonds. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Our pleasure.
So when people ask me who is Belinda Johnson, I am voice for health and fitness. That's what I am called to do. Some call me a fitness evangelist because my mission and my goal, my vision is to minister to unbelievers as well as encourage believers by way of fitness. So when I'm asked, who am I? I say I am voice for health and fitness.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And Tiffany, who is Tiffany K. Edmonds?
Tiffany K. Edmonds, who is this girl that God is so mindful of her? That is me. Well, look, I could run down a whole list of who I am, but I said I was going to start introducing myself this way. I am a child of God first. So everything else that I name, if whenever I don't feel like those things, if I revert back to the fact that I'm a child of God, I can continue to be those things. I'm a wife of 17 years. I'm a mom of a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I think I look pretty good for that. I used to be in the Air Force. A lot of people don't know that about me. I'm an Air Force veteran. I'm a recording artist. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own program. It's called the Studio Me Program, so y'all want to check that out, studiomeprogram.org. It's a program for youth who are aspiring to be recording artists. So, you know, I figured, hey, if I could do it, I can show somebody else how to do it, especially our youth, because if you can change, if you can get youth excited and get them, you know, involved in what they want to do when they get older, you can change their future now by helping them. So I do that. I'm also known as the happy chick, you know, because I love to spread happy wherever I go. And I mean, I just love people. I love God. And hey, that's pretty much who I am. And I'm a co-author in this book called Fitness Shit. Something new I've added to. Look, I gotta start adding that to my bio now.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So, being that you segued right into that so naturally and so well, Fitness Shift, an intimate journey of women who shifted their destiny through fitness. Belinda, tell the audience about this vision. It's an awesome vision. How did you receive it? When did you receive it? And how did you know to collaborate with other authors? Tell us about it.
The vision came to me a few years ago. I want to say in May 2011, around that time. I could be off with my dates, but that's the time I got the vision of just wanting to bring a group of ladies together who chose to use fitness as a way to help bring them up out of a situation that they were in. They use fitness as a guide to help deliver them, to help educate them, to help be a part of wherever they were in maybe it was a dark season of their life, a challenging season of their life, or some negative chaos was going on in their life. They turned to fitness as a way to help come up out of that. And that is my own testimony. And being that I got a lot of inboxes, messages, emails of people asking me about fitness, and most of the emails that I were answering, people were dealing with more inside issues versus the physical aspect of fitness.
Yes.
And so that's how this vision came about. I wanted to come together with a group of ladies who chose fitness as a way to shift their destiny. They were going one way that was not pleasing or satisfying to them when it comes to life, and they chose to use fitness as a way to help shift and make some changes, cause some shaking in their life.
Yeah,
that's kind of how the vision came about.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And tell me this, the authors that you brought in on this, were they all ladies that you already knew? Were there some that you were introduced to? Because as you started the project, someone said, hey, you got to get this person. Or how did you collaborate with all of the various women? What were the selection criteria, I guess, is how I would say.
Well, when God first gave me to go ahead with the project, he gave me the okay. He said, move. I began to just immediately search my social media. And some of the people, I just sent some invitations out just to randomly do it. And most of those that I sent the invitation out to, I got no from. And so that right there caused me to shift in my mindset, and I began to ask the Lord, who do you want to be a part of this vision?
Yeah.
And I had to stop and think and not be moved by the no's, because the no's were not that they thought it was a bad project. It was just that this was not a part of their journey.
Right.
And that's when my mindset had to shift, like, okay, God, in all thy ways, I acknowledge you. Thank you for directing me down the pathway of those that are supposed to be a part of this vision. And throughout my day, he would drop someone or a visual in my face. I mean, give me a vision of someone, and I would go and find them on Facebook. Most of the authors I did not know. We actually met for the very first time this weekend during the book launch face-to-face. But quite a few of them within the group I did not know personally. We actually connected on social media. So I would just go throughout my day asking him who was supposed to be a part. He would tell me what to say, what message to send them. And I will always ask him, well, give me the words to say that you know they need to hear that will make them connect with this vision.
My God.
I had to be specific like that because I wanted clarity regarding this.
You know, you're just how you sound when you go to talk about the book. I have to say, you light up. There's this life that I hear in your tone and how you speak about it. And I don't know what plans you have in your heart, but I know the Lord has plans for multiple. I don't know what your plans are, but there's multiple projects, very similar to this, and some that even expand this. But I have to say that this title, I every time I think about the title, my mind immediately goes to 3 John, verse 2. You prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And how you talked about how you got the vision of the title and what you wanted to do, and you believe that the Lord had for you to do as far as bringing women together, and you begin to ask them, or you heard from different women their reasonings for using fitness and things that were happening internal. Those different statements that you made, I said, oh my gosh, it just took me right back to that scripture, because our soul state is our life state. We speak about that on Urban Glory Radio all the time. And our physical health is very tied to, there's medical professionals that are connected to our ministry and just friends and family who attribute to this. And I can speak for myself as well that I've been through some health challenges some years back that by the end of them doing all the tests and everything coming back negative, it ended up being an internal thing. My soul was attacked, and so my body followed right behind it. And just looking at the various titles in the book, in fact, if you have that list in front of you, if you have a book in front of you, if you could tell our audience about the various titles, and once we get to Tiffany's, I'll bring Tiffany in. We'll talk about how she received the content for her chapter.
Okay. So in the different titles that we have in the book, you would be able to identify even with the titles with
mm-hmm.
these ladies, because this is what they live. This is what they are living now, and this is something they have already experienced. So you have one title that's called Belong, Believe, Become by Miss Brenda Henderson. There's another one. It's Can I Hear Me Now by Shaquita Baxter. The other one, There Are No Excuses Greater Than My Destiny. Another one, Rescue from the Mindset of Egypt, Investing into My Greatest Asset, Me. And here's one for you. My life weighed more than my skirt size. And the one that sums it all up, her chapter was made last because that's how God gave me to lay the book out. And it says, what are you waiting for? Just do it. And that is by Tiffany K. Edmonds.
I love all the titles. I love all the titles. Tiffany, tell us about your chapter and the content of the chapter and how you were inspired to write it.
Okay. Once again, thank you for having me on. I don't know if I even said that in the beginning, but thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, let me start off by saying this, and now I know why there was a yes already in my spirit when Belinda asked me, because see the Lord knows. He knows what I need to hear and how I need to hear in order for me to connect with something. And she told me that the Lord, you know, showed her my face. And I was like, well, hey, that's it right there. And I connected with it. Although I was like, oh, my gosh, he's crazy. I don't know. What am I going to say to these people? And I just remember, you know, a word that God had given me earlier this year, and I just said, you know what the heck, let me just do it. And, I mean, this has probably been one of the most daring things that I have done as it relates to, like, a project or anything. Like, totally, it has nothing to do with singing and has, you know. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go. This is something that I actually just went with the Lord on, to the point where when it came down for me to write, like, I needed a title first. I was like, okay, Lord, when I get it, I get it. I'm not going to toil over it. I'm not going to stress about it. When I get it, I'm going to hear it, and I'm going to know that's what it's supposed to be. And it just came to me. What are you waiting for? Just do it. And waiting is spelled like the weight that we carry, W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. And I was like, oh, my God, that is so cool. That is so cool. I gave the Lord a dap on that one because that was a cool title. And so in the title, in my chapter, I talk, along with other women in the book as well, you will find that we are really focusing on, like, the mental side of it, the mind side of it, because a lot of times we carry a lot of weight, like a lot of emotional weight, a lot of financial weight, a lot of relationship weight, or, you know, just weight. And those things kind of like tap over into why you're staying up all night eating ice cream, why you're you know, why you're not moving, why you're not doing so. That's how we end up with the weight. I mean, and we can just be with me, I think my issue was I was weighted down with the fact that, oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm okay. I'm a size 10. I'm a size 12. And my reasoning for losing the weight that I did 3 years ago, I lost 20 pounds, and I've been keeping it off. My reason for wanting to lose weight was pretty vain. I just wanted a flat tummy. I did because like I said, I thought I was good. I've never had like low self-esteem issues. I've always been told that I was pretty and all that, even when I was, you know, little with the four-eyed glasses and all that. But my thing was I wanted a flat stomach. And I went through an It Works distributor. She was like, well, I can give you these wraps, but if you don't change the way you eat, it's going to defeat the purpose. I was like, okay, she ain't working. So I went to like three fitness trainers. I went to like three fitness trainers, and every last one of them told me the exact same thing. This ain't going to work if you don't change the way you eat. So I found out about Body by Tasha's detox, and I said, okay, let me try this. Let me try this out. And I tried it, and oh, my God, I saw results in literally like 3 days. And at the end of my 30 days, I had lost 17 pounds. I couldn't believe it. I was kind of in shock because I didn't know how much weight I needed to lose until I lost it. And in that journey of me losing weight, it began to open me up so much to who I was in Christ. It began to open me up spiritually like never before. It opened me up, you know, more emotionally. You know, I began to connect with people even more. My prayer life turned all the way up as a result of, this was all as a result of me losing weight. And that's the type of stuff that I talk about in the book. I talk about, you know, some choices that I had to make, like, you know, when I go out of town or when I go out on a trip or when I go to a barbecue, you know, making that decision, like, just because the food is here, it doesn't mean that I have to eat this or eat that, because I hear people say that a lot. You know, well, I got this event coming up. I'll start then. And so that's what the question is. What are you waiting for? You see you need to lose weight. You see you need to get your relationship in order. You see you need to get your finances in order. Why are you still carrying this weight? Because at the end of the day, it's just going to keep weighing you down, and you're not going to move until you move. So that's basically what my chapter is about.
You know, that line where you said, actually I have it right in front of me now, sometimes we don't even know how much weight we are carrying until we lose it. That jumped out at me. That says so much, and not just, like you said, not just about the physical health of a person, but our emotional, our soul's mm-hmm. health.
Yeah.
We don't realize until we finally let something go how much it was weighing us down, distracting
how
us,
much?
And clouding our life. And I love the fact, Melinda, that I was able to at least browse and skim through the book, because I just got it today, with all the authors, and everybody had it. You could tell it was something that was dreaded by God, because everybody had a similar. It was almost like you all sat at a huge conference table and said, "Okay, you got this. Okay, we're all gonna stay in this theme. And I know that's not what happened."
No, it's not.
at least not physically, but spiritually, you all sat at his conference table and spoke with him, and it came out in the book. This is going to, you don't have to worry about it being a bestseller. It's going to be a bestseller, and whatever we can do at Urban Glory to help push it, not just this interview, but whatever we can do to help push it, let us know, and we will do our best to do that. Let's back up a little bit, and Belinda, I want to hear what started you in the writing process, because we jumped immediately to the project, but what exactly started you how did you become an author? When did you become an author? How long have you been?
I released my very first book in September 2013.
Okay.
And that book came to me when I was in a very dark season of my life. I mean, when I say chaos was everywhere, negativity was all around me. And the name of that book is called Your Sum to Wellness. And it's a book of health and fitness prayers derived from the book of Psalms in the Bible. That just came to me in a dream. I actually had laid down. I thought I was getting ready to go to sleep. But it was as if the presence of God just came around me. And he whispered in my ear, and he just said, "I want you to write a book, and I want you to write a psalm, some psalms." And I said, "You do?" and you're talking about a girl who barely made it out of high school, so I never had in my way of thinking that I would be an author at all, because that's just not – that was nothing in my scope that I wanted to do. It was nothing that I decided I wanted to do. It was never a dream of mine. But after I said, "Yes, Lord," beautiful melodies just came flowing, and I began to put pen to the paper. And that's when I gave birth to that book. And that started me on my journey of being an author, and that's when the second book came, the third book came, and this one right here, which is very dear to my heart. Fitness Shift is very dear to my heart because it involves several women, and which is something that I always wanted to do, projects together with women whom people think cannot get along. And
right.
When I tell you all 15 of us got together, there were no tension. There was no tension anywhere. It was more so creating a bond and a love for one another to help push one another and just adding value to one another. That's basically what we did this past weekend. And that's why this one is so dear to my heart, because it's a project that involves others. And each one of us have one common denominator, and that is to help people to understand that change is possible, and we desire to add value to everyone we meet.
And it's so evident in how you are just alone conducting this or in this interview, and the book. When I first heard about the project, first of all, I was thrilled that Tiffany was writing, because I didn't know. I said, oh my gosh, she's been added something else to her resume. The happy chick done added something.
let me insert something right there. People think, I've always been accused of, oh my god, you post everything, and I just sit back and I was like, okay, yeah, I don't post everything. And I said, okay, it's going to be a couple of things I'm going to do. I'm just going to do like a Beyonce on y'all. Just drop it at midnight.
You sure did. You sure did.
Because, you know, sometimes I use it as a lesson to people, because sometimes we get so caught up in telling everybody and seeing what people going to say, see if they're going to agree with it, see if they're going to give us permission. And sometimes I think God just wants us to just go with what he said and don't get nobody's permission. Just go out and
be great.
Go out and be great.
Yeah.
That's just because we can spend so much time and put on that weight. Oh, well, Melinda didn't like that idea, or Selena didn't like that idea. She didn't clap like I thought she was going to clap, so I might not even do this project. But, no, it's some things. It's already a yes in your spirit, a yes in your mouth, and a go in your feet. And you just have to say yes and just go with it. And then when it releases, then you tell everybody.
And, you know, there's a statement that is coined as a cliche, but it's very true. It's very, very true. God and you are the majority. It really is true. When God gives you an assignment, no matter if anyone else, no one else agrees with you, spouse, friend, siblings, whoever, you just go on it. And the interesting thing is, once the water is all dried up, and they got in the ark just because of who you were, they'll be grateful that they got in the ark and followed at the end. You know, and it's you and Belinda just been hitting on some things. I'm like, I'm telling myself, because Tiffany's a preacher. I'm over here.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I'm pulling my reins back. Like, don't go preaching. It's the interview. It's the interview. You both are saying some really great things, and you could just, it's almost like a tag team. In fact, I'm going to, I always do this to myself, but I'm going to put this out there. Next year, we already started planning. Actually, as of today, I met with my husband, who's the founder of the organization, and we are projecting for a women's conference to be next year. We still have to isolate when, but I absolutely want both of you to be involved. Whatever that means, whatever we have to do to make that happen, I definitely want both of you involved, and I definitely want this book, this project, to be presented. And if we could get the other ladies, I don't know where they're all located, the other ladies involved, even if we do a forum with this, because this is so important, physical health, the health of the soul, and it's all tied into this project. Our time is running out, so I know we've been having so much fun. So I want some final encouraging words from both of you to our audience, and give your contact information, how they can connect with you.
Okay, who you want to go first, me or
Belinda, go ahead. Belinda and Tiffany.
Okay, thank you again for having us. I appreciate this opportunity. For those of you who are looking for a shift in your mindset, in your life, in your business, Fitness Shift is a way to help jumpstart it, give you a kick, and also it will help push you until success happens. You can find Fitness Shift book at fitnessshift.com, and it is also on all anywhere they sell books online. But definitely you can go and check out all the authors at fitnessshift.com. And I am Belinda B. Fit Johnson, your fitness expert. Remember, fitness starts now, never later.
I love it. Tiffany.
I love it. They have to go behind it. I should have went first. But listen, you guys, everybody that's listening, whatever you make up in your mind to do, you can do it. You are the only one that's stopping you from shifting. You're the only one that's stopping you from moving forward. Whatever has been, you know, getting you off track and getting you off course and whatever has been weighing you down, make up in your mind today that today is the last day that you're going to let it. You control your destiny. And always remember that if your mind does not shift, your life will not change. You can connect with me on social media, Tiffany K Music, Tiffany K Edmonds, hashtag the happy chick. You'll see my face over that hashtag. I talk back, I respond. Just reach out to me and connect, and I guarantee you your life will never be the same as a result of connecting with me, because that's the kind of glory and that's the kind of weight that I carry on my life. I love you all, and I can't wait to hear from you all. Tag me, inbox me, message me. Y'all talk back.
She sure will. As you have witnessed in this interview, these are two amazing, amazing women of God who are about the Father's business and are impacting this world like they're supposed to. And definitely connect with both of them. If for some reason you missed the part where they gave the contact information, or you didn't get the pieces of this, you can always play it back, because this is an archive podcast. For some of you, this will be the first time you're hearing it on the archive podcast. But you can connect and contact us, and we will definitely give you the information and pass it on. So have a wonderful evening, and tune in for some more great content here on Urban Glory Radio. On Sunday mornings, we have Sunday Mornings in the Word, Monday evenings, Music and Arts Mondays, Tuesdays, Topic and Teaching Tuesdays, Thursdays, we have Time in the Word as well. So have a wonderful night. And we will see you and hear from you soon.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply glorious.